Vav Metzia, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Vav Metzia Bavli, Daf Chof Ches. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Amad Beis, in the second last line with the words Rav Yehuda. And we just found a Mishnah at the previous Daf that we had a disagreement between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva as to using the money of an item that he sold in order to hold on to the money for the owner. Is he allowed to use it? And if he used it, is he responsible for it? So the Gemara now comes with a ruling. Rav Yehuda, b'shem Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Tarfon medavar shiyesh bei siman. The halacha follows Rabbi Tarfon about an item with an identifying mark that he's allowed to use it and he's responsible for it. Rabbi Abba, v'Rav Yehuda, b'shem Rav, ma'asa haya v'hoide Rebbe k'Rabbi Tarfon medavar shiyesh bei siman. Rabbi Abba and Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav, said that such a case once occurred with an item with an identifying mark and Rebbe ruled like Rabbi Tarfon. Rav Yehuda Amar, Talmidei Chacham ein tzarich liten siman. Rav Yehuda tells us that Talmidei Chacham, Torah scholars, do not need to give identifying marks in order to retrieve an item because they're believed when they say that they recognize it. Amar Rav Huna, Hakol Moedim Shem Haya Tzor Mois LeYiga Bahen. Rav Huna says, though, that as for the discussion of Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah, that all agree that if he found a package of money with a mark such as a special knot in the bag, he may not touch it. Yehuda Brebi Al Lekanishta Shavak Sandaloi Vaazlin. Ama Eloi Azlis Lekanishta Loi Azlin Sandaloi. Yehuda, son of Rebbe, once went to the shul and inadvertently left behind his sandals, which were later stolen. He said, if I would not have gone to the shul, I would not have lost my shoes, because he felt that there are some thieves who go there to pray in order to look righteous, but their intention is to win the trust of the people in order to steal. Rabbi Yosi, Hayasev, Masni, Valmisa, Mindekam Le Amaleklum, Mindy Yasev Le Amaleklum. Rabbi Yosi was sitting and learning in the shul, and the tumor of a corpse, which such as a bone or a piece of flesh from a corpse, was brought into the shul. Rabbi Yosi didn't say anything to anyone who left because of the tumor, nor did he say anything to anyone who stayed to learn, thereby becoming Tommy. And the reason is he didn't say anything is because he was unsure whether it was correct for a kohen to become impure in order to continue learning Torah. And we come now to the next Mishnah. Matzah Sfarim, Koyo Bahem Achas L'Shoishim Yoim, Vim Eini Yodei Likois, Goyolon, Aval Layilmad Bahen Betchila Aval Yikra Achia Imoy. If a person found scrolls, he should read them once every 30 days to prevent it from molding. If he doesn't know how to read them, he should roll them. However, he should not read them from the first time, nor should he read them together with another person. Matzah Ksus, Menawa Achas L'Shoishim Yoim, V'Shoitcha L'Socha Aval Loi L'Chvoidoi. If he found a garment, he should shake it out once every 30 days, and he should spread it out for its sake, but he may not spread it out for his own sake. Silver and copper vessels should be used for their sake, but not extensively, as it causes them to become worn down. But as for gold and glass vessels, he should not touch them at all until Eliyahu Hanavi comes in order to be able to return it to the original owner. If he found a sack or a box, if it is not his usual way to carry such items, he does not need to take it. And the Gemara says, Tani, we learnt in a braisa, if he found scrolls, he should read from them once every 30 days. But if he does not know how to read, he should roll them. He should not read a portion and then reread it, nor should he read and translate a portion. He should not open them up more than three columns at the same time, nor should he read three columns at the same time. When should he read them once every 30 days if they are new scrolls? But if they are old scrolls, once every 12 months is sufficient.